Today we are profiling hidden gems in the community. Gems like Clovermead. I'm joined by Chris Heemstra, who's the owner of Clovermead. Chris, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Tell me, why is Clovermead so popular, especially for the younger generations?
Yeah, so the farm is kind of geared for hands-on activities for all ages. So we have parents can play with their kids, and it's good for family dynamics after you've been sitting inside on TV all week. It's nice to get outside and play together. And because there's so many things, kids go home and they fall asleep in the car and they're tired out and they always want to go back the next day. So that's why I think it's very popular.
One thing Clovermead is definitely known for is their honey. So tell me a little bit about the history of honey and, I guess, honey bees at your farm.
So my parents, my mom and dad, they moved here in 1975, so quite a few years ago, and they started out with honey bees as commercial beekeepers. And we still are commercial beekeepers today. We have over 1,000 beehives, and all that honey gets sold through the store. And the reason why we have the fun farm is so that people have a good excuse to come here and leave with some honey at the end of the day. So it's actually how we sell our honey. Also, with the bees is who we're authentic to. So my grandfather was a beekeeper, and I had three uncles that were beekeepers. So we're beekeepers through and through.
How has this past season gone for Clovermead?
Yeah, so this year we had really nice weather. We had some hot weather and we had some damp weather, but overall it was a great year for weather-wise for people to play. A lot of times it rained at night or whenever it wasn't, the farm was not open, so that was good. We didn't get torrential rain this year, which was really nice. In the past, we've had some really heavy rains that kind of wash everything down. And then, as far as guests, we get guests coming from all over, from Kitchener and from Windsor and Toronto and also London, St. Thomas. Those are our big core audiences, the people that come here. And so it's been good. People keep coming and returning, and we keep adding on and making it more exciting every year.
Tell me how the business kind of grew into what it is today as an adventure farm and a destination for many families across the region.
Yeah, so it was in 2006 that my wife and I, we went on a bus tour with a bunch of farmers that were selling directly to the public, and that was in Texas. And then the lights kind of came on. We're like, oh yeah, we can do that with bees, sure. And so then we started small, and it's grown. So over the last 16 years, we've been working really hard, and there seems like every time you build something, then it kind of snowballs. So that's still there from last year, and then you add something new this year, and then it kind of adds up after a while. So, and now we don't really actually need to add more, but it's, we do it because it's fun. Always adding something new. Like our pumpkin, our candy cannon this year was brand new. And then we also added four more pumpkin cannons for shooting pumpkins and corn and stuff with. So,
on my tour of the farm as well, I noticed you guys have a lot of play areas for kids and a lot of animals as well.
Yeah. So we have a lot of play areas. And also, as far as animals go, we have like baby piglets, seven baby piglets right now. And we have a whole pile of baby bunnies that just hatched with baby chicks. So it's animals are still a really core part of the farm. And with goats this year, we had, I think, 17 baby goats born in the summer. So we have lots of goats.
I know you had the final weekend of your adventure farm last week, but do you guys keep your shop open during the winter?
Normally we close the honey shop at the end of December, and then we reopen at the beginning of March. This year, my daughter would like to run right through the winter, so our store is going to be open right through January, February. And yeah, when the farm closes, we're not technically closed. We still sell honey, and just you can't play on the farm. And then we keep our construction projects going through the winter.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, it's great to get fresh air and have your kids tired out and get to make memories with them. So this is the place for it. And that's our whole thing, is make people happy and make the magic happen.